the two great plays.
Two great plays, Lear and Volpone.
Yeah.
Are the high watermark of the theatrical tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Because English drama fell away.
After that, into the Restoration period.
Well, you know, by the 1640s,
yeah,
the Puritans were closing the theatres down.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't just because they were nasties.
Yeah.
There was just no great talent.
Yeah.
The theatrical
imagination.
Time had passed.
Yeah.
And when it surfaces again in the Restoration period, it's in terms of comedy.
Yeah.
More than, there were plenty of tragedies written.
Yeah.
But they don't please us anymore. To
like Dryden's All for Love and.
Yeah. You name it.
Yeah.
There's lots of efforts to write something significant.
It's interesting why that is so, yeah.
I think our literary history has never had a way of handling this fact of virtually the true line of descent is from Johnson through the Restoration stage into the early English novel, Fielding. I think Fielding's very close to Ben Jonson in many ways. He wrote huge numbers of farces for the stage. And that flows on into right into modern times, that the sense of Jonson just had his finger on the pulse of English culture.
Yeah.
And in a sense, he is so like English culture that culture can't recognise him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a certain irony there that they can't see him.
Yeah. They see Shakespeare.
They see Shakespeare, who stands with his individual genius and ability to be so full of stories and being open to experience and individual people.
Yeah.
It's a great kind of idol.
So it was in Jonson, it was his capacity for social satire and dealing with everyday characters that leads to Fielding. And this is something that maybe Shakespeare was not capable of really addressing in the same way.
Well, Shakespeare followers and lovers would quickly point to many things in his plays.
Yeah.
That do that just as well as
Ben Jonson.
Ben Jonson does.
Yeah.
But it's in a sense Jonson has given the culture a kind of tool or a method for addressing the great powers and limitations of their times.
And you see that in Nano as a sort of as an emblem, really, of his capacity.
Yeah, well, I think the ability to conceptualize is your first step in creativity.
Yeah.
Is what I sense just given to Jonson in Volpone.
Yeah.
You know, to see immediately that it is greed.
Yeah.
Underlying the world of Lear and his daughters.
Yeah.
Desire to possess. And both plays take the subject matter of
greed and egotism.
Well,
and
not just that, but in history,
The
passing on of power, The passing on of wealth.
Yeah,
you know, what do we call it? Inheritance.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few words, big words, but it's a very sensitive moment.
Yeah.
In every culture's existence.
Yeah.
And none more so than at the end of, you know, Queen Elizabeth's time.
Yeah.
See, she dies in 1603, and it was a source of.
Well, I can type, but the mouse is unfamiliar to me, so.
I can do that for you.
Yes. I'm